Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Steelers insider, Mark Caboli, he of the Pat McAfee Show, joining us now. He's brought to you by Icy Light. Mark, you and I almost had words this weekend because, and I love Icy Light as well, you were taking a big old poo all over Guinness, and then you had yourself one this weekend, and you tell me you didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
That's it?
Why wasn't it your favorite?
Tasted like poo.
Oh. Respectfully disagree. So do 5.8 million Irish people and Doran Dickerson.
And did you know that you just called Erik Karlsson a lad?
He is a lad. I've adopted that. I'll be calling people lads and blokes for as long as
so
I last.
And you just came from the loo.
I did come from the loo. They call it the toilet there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't say, hey, can I use the restroom or the bathroom? You say, hey, where's the toilet? And a lot of them are unisex, which made the stomach situation that I had over there all the worse.
Perfect for you.
I call it the commode.
That's because you're an 800-year-old guy. If you were a woman and had a purse, you'd call it a pocketbook. How about this weekend for the Steelers, though, Mark?
Browning with protection this time, and it's intercepted by Anzalone. Anzalone works around Chase and out of bounds inside the 30.
Jake Browning stinks. At one point, Jamar Chase had four catches and three tackles. Did you see that, Dickerson?
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorite stats of the weekend. Four catches and three tackles. Meanwhile, the Ravens are terrible.
Shotgun, fake the pitch, soft toss. It's handled. Knoll is in for the touchdown. The Texans have got their groove back.
And the Browns were game, but they did what the Browns always seemingly do. That's lose.
Wentz, second and five. Addison.
So a simple question to lead you off here, Mark. Do the Steelers win the AFC North?
Wow, it looks like it's a slam dunk right about now, right? After this weekend, they picked up a game on everybody. There's no team in the NFL that has fewer losses than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they got two easily winnable games, not I want to say easily winnable, but winnable games coming up against divisional opponents. And my goodness, you could say all you want to say about Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. They gave up 44 points to a team that was not even averaging 20 points per game.
They weren't even averaging 17, Mark.
Oh, my. I mean, I understand they're missing Humphrey. They were missing Roquan. They were missing a couple other people. But that team just looks like it is just a total disaster right now. And, I mean, you look at it, Cleveland looked the best out of them all.
They did. Yeah.
The best out of them all.
Are you confident that the Steelers go 2-0 in their next two?
No. Well, you know what? Maybe not confident, but I think I could see it happening. Put it that way.
They're favored in both games.
But if this game was in Cleveland this week, then I think that it's different. Since it's here, Steelers pretty much own Cleveland here in Pittsburgh for the most part over the past 25 years or so. And Cincinnati's just so bad right now. I just can't see how they, first of all, can stop anybody, and second of all, continue to put up any sort of semblance of an offense with that quarterback to be able to be in that game. And Steelers historically play well in Cincinnati. I mean, if you look at it, you're looking at 5-1. I mean, with the real schedule starting, right? So you got the Packers after that,
and the Colts.
I like their chances against the Colts, even though the Colts are playing extremely well right now. You don't want to get too far ahead of you here. They just missed. Not only did they go to Ireland and had their schedule thrown off, they didn't practice at all last week. It's going to be quite interesting to see how they get back on track. They practiced for over 2 hours today, I think 11 to 115. It's going to be key how they approach this Browns game, because I could see them being a little bit sluggish coming out of here. But you look at Cleveland, they're coming from London, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they win these next two games, Mark, what does it look like? Is it ugly? Do they come out and guns blazing? Are they throwing, or are they using the extra lineman? Are they using Spencer Anderson and just trying to run the football? Like, how do you think it looks in these next two games, one being on Thursday night after the Cleveland game?
I don't think you're going to see the, you know, the nipple rubbers anymore.
Really?
Or at least to the degree we saw them against Minnesota. That was just game plan specific, which they felt can work right there with the extra tight end and the extra linebacker. I think they obviously want to continue to get better running the ball, even if it is a more traditional way, because I think they had by far their best push of their season with that front five, and I think they need to keep that up. I think Warren probably should be back. He looked good when he was – they were out on the field a little bit last Tuesday, just like stretching, and Warren looked fine right there. So I wouldn't anticipate him missing another one. So I think they need to get to that second level of offense where they want to get back to where they were with the more tight ends, more running the ball, and have Aaron Rodgers, you know, convert when he needs to convert.
How do you divvy up the carries with Warren and Gainwell if Warren's back this week? I mean, Gainwell was great.
Yeah, that's tough. I would still think if everybody's healthy, if Warren is healthy, I would still think he would still get 70-75% of the snaps. I mean, I hate to poo-poo over Gainwell, but he got a lot of help. He got a lot of push. He got a lot of open spots, but he did what he had to do as well. I think they want to see him more as a change of pace, which would be nice, and that third down back and the guy that can, you know, pick up blitzes and stuff like that. So I think that's ultimately where they want to go. It will definitely depend on the health of Warren, but if it's everything's equal, I still think Warren's your guy.
How long for Calvin Austin?
Probably going to be, I would imagine, a couple weeks. I would imagine till after the Bengals game. What are we looking at? That would be 2-3 weeks. You have two games coming up in here in 4 days. Then you have 10 days off. So if I was a guessing man, it would be after that Cincinnati game. But they're going to have to start making decisions on some of these other guys, too. Will Howard, that clock can be started at any time now, too. What do you do there? They've only been going with two quarterbacks active, which is very unusual for them.
Did you happen to get any details on what happened to Skylar Thompson?
So he was kind of, I think a lot of people were snooping around, but I think they were trying to keep that kind of DL.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, I don't know. You were there.
I felt fine.
Did you see anything?
Totally safe.
Did you see anything?
You can only speculate, but it'll only get you in trouble, so I'm not going to do it. Cleveland ran the ball really well in Minnesota, and they picked up on what the Steelers picked up on. They threw a bunch of tight ends out there, and Njoku's a dude, man.
He's a dog.
And they had the extra offensive lineman. So do you think that is more a function of who they are playing, or do you think that the extra offensive lineman is something that they want to continue to keep in the offense?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to totally disband it, not use it, but I think that's very specific to what Minnesota wasn't able to do. They felt from the beginning that they could push him around, even though they had some big defensive linemen, man. They were able to do that. And
I thought Cleveland had their way with them.
I'm just wondering if it hurt Minnesota just staying over there for a week rather than helping them from coming back.
I did see those guys out at a couple of pubs.
Yeah.
Jordan specifically Addison. The defensive
line. Isn't that why Addison got suspended?
Oh, yeah, he did miss the first quarter. They sat him down for the first quarter. I don't know.
He was out exploring London on his own.
Yeah, getting a little
reportedly.
Fish and chips.
Really?
Maybe get a Boddington's.
Yeah, thinking of coming off of
I know. Man, can't be doing that.
You better be bringing a couple of your heavies with you.
Exactly right. That was the thing with Skylar Thompson, not to like pile on the guy, but like don't go out by yourself in a foreign country, pal. Bring a couple offensive linemen with you. Bring Spencer Anderson. He's always eligible.
I'm just wondering if somebody saw him. Oh, that's Skylar Thompson. He's a professional football player.
Let's go like, beat him up.
Yes. I think that was just bad place at the bad timing, right?
Meanwhile, Mark Sanchez seemed to seek his out on his own. You're double parked, sir. And he tried climbing in allegedly through the window, I guess? Mm. That's not good. He got maced and then stabbed. Mm. That's a bad day, man. Mm. All right, moving
then
on.
Then arrested. That's even worse.
And then
in
arrested.
The hospital.
Yeah.
In the hospital. Hey, you're good. You're discharged. But by the way, you're going to jail.
You get cuffed in the hospital is never a good day. All right, coming up next, you mentioned Calvin Austin being out for a couple of weeks. So who replaces him? Will we finally see Roman Wilson make a play or two? JPJ, Ramsey, what's the health status on those guys? We'll get into it all with Mark Caballa. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
So listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone on the YouTube chat writes in, Bills were an 8.5-point favorite, lost last night. The Rams were a 7.5-point favorite against a MASH unit in San Fran Thursday and lost. It's the NFL. You can't just count on the Steelers going 2-0 these next couple of weeks. And that's true.
You're right.
True.
That being said, I like their chances. And I really don't like the chances of Baltimore beating the Rams. I mean, holy cow. Even if they got Lamar back, which they won't. I think it would be short-sighted by them to bring Lamar back because if you do and you tweak the hamstring and now you're done.
Well, they have a bye week after that too, so they won't.
Exactly. Give him two more weeks to rest so he'll have had four total weeks of rest, come back healthy, and then see if you can outscore people to victories because I don't see that defense getting any better.
Yeah. What would they be, 1-5 though?
Yep.
I'm not.
Only four teams have ever been 1-5 made the playoffs.
I was going to say there can't be too many of those.
Nope. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, there's a big outcry to trade for Russell Wilson. Your thoughts on that, Mark?
They need to trade for somebody. I've been saying this for weeks now. If it's him, if it's Jameis, I mean, neither one of them are doing the Giants any good right now. And I don't think – I mean, Browning's not your ultimate problem there in Cincinnati.
No, and that's the thing about Russ. If they traded for Russ, he would get sacked 10 times a game, Mark. He wouldn't know the offense. He takes sacks anyhow. I just don't think that would be smart for them. So go ahead. Go ahead, do it.
Oh, if you're for the Steelers, you would love to have him traded just for the fact that get some snap counts and maybe get that, what do you call that, compensatory pick. I don't even know where that compensatory pick lies at right now. It doesn't look like it's going to be good.
Do you think the Browns are the second best team in the division right now?
They could be, but that's not saying much.
It's not.
Yeah, because Gabriel's okay, but
he's better than what they've been playing.
I don't know what your thoughts on left-handed quarterbacks. They just don't seem like they're, to me, maybe just because we don't see them a lot, they just don't seem accurate. They don't seem like they can throw the ball hard.
Yeah, the ball tails off.
It just like
slides. I've said that 1,000 times. Yeah.
It's
Steve Young, pretty good.
Well, he's
Michael Vick, pretty good.
Jim Zorn.
Pat White. Nico Markiel.
You're talking about Pat White.
Pat White was a lefty.
Was he?
Yes.
I don't think so. Was he?
Yes, 100%.
Pat White was a lefty.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes because he was a baseball player.
You could just say yes because he was a lefty.
I can't remember.
The internet confirms.
Ooh. We didn't need that.
Wow.
Like, I don't know Pat White.
Tyler Palko.
Lefty. Are you sure about that? Google it.
I'm sure about that.
Yeah. What about JPJ? Are you going to be back and healthy?
I thought he would be back for the Minnesota game, so he gets another couple of weeks off. He should be. I think that should help out a lot of people. I think who needs more help than we're probably letting on is Slay. I don't think he's played particularly well.
I thought he was good. I thought he was good at moments in the Vikings game.
Moments. I think if you throw JPJ in there, especially with Ramsey potentially being out, and you have Echols, I think that will do nothing but help.
Ramsey will be out this week.
You would assume.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, when did he get hurt?
Late? I think he got hurt whenever he was faking like he got hurt and actually really? Did get hurt.
I thought he was giving it to Justin Jefferson on that.
When he got hurt, the move he pulled, like when he actually reached back for his hamstring, it looked exactly like him faking it earlier.
Right.
I mean, he's a great actor because it looked exactly the same.
I think he did tweak it.
No, he didn't tweak it on the celly.
Yes, he did.
Because didn't Jefferson do that earlier?
He did.
A couple years ago?
He did.
Yeah. He did, but I think he actually did tweak it.
That's kind of karma-ish, isn't it? You fake a hamstring pull, and then you have a hamstring pull later in the game. Or if you pulled the hamstring, faking a hamstring pull, no good. What about Highsmith?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him. I mean, like I said, they were totally off the grid last week. So we'll find out more this week here, starting today. He seems to take longer than some of the other guys.
Well, it's always a soft tissue groin, and you got to give that time.
It's not only him, though, man. I mean,
this time, though, right?
I mean, what is the list over the past couple years of soft tissue injuries with these guys? It's out of control. I mean, it's since they brought in their new staff. I mean, I don't know. They seem to be doing everything right, but something must not be right if they're continuously getting soft tissue injuries.
It's a great point. And the way that Tomlin talked about the staff at the end of the year, I thought guys were going to get fired. You had the Boston College staff, and they're all back.
Yep.
And guys are getting hurt left and right. They're not quite Ravens-level injuries, but, I mean, the Steelers have been pretty banged up, too. That's another thing. You're sitting here at 3-1, and you have not been close to healthy all season long. All right, let's play it out, though, and say Alex Highsmith is healthy. What do you do with the distribution there? Because Herbig, Doran said this last week, and I'm inclined to agree with him. I think they're better with him than they are with Highsmith.
I'm just a big Highsmith
guy. I know.
I mean, I like how he plays the game. I think there's enough room to find all three of those guys on the field at the same time. That's might where we will see, instead of Watt moving around, maybe we'll see Herbig moving around more than anything else. Have those two guys on the outside. But it's tough because Herbig, I agree with you. I mean, first of all, he's not exposed as you might think he would be in the running game, but he always finds, he's always has the nose for the ball. Always. I mean, at some point you have to say, okay, it's not luck anymore. It's just how he is. And that's it's extremely important for a guy like that to get his opportunities, because a turnover here and there obviously changes the outcomes of games here. So you have to find a way to get him on the field. And I don't know quite sure how they're going to go about that. But I wouldn't be taking Highsmith off. Maybe early on, maybe wean him into the game a little bit because of the injury a little bit. Maybe just, you don't want to take Watt off the field at all either. Right.
But Watt's going to pull himself out too.
But it's not that much. It's an average. I figured it out. It's an average about, over his career, about 7 snaps per game. People think he sits out constantly. It's just not true. So it's not like he comes out of the game a lot.
Nick Herbig, 7 career starts, 7 career forced fumbles.
Plus, he's like 23, isn't he?
Yes.
He's as good at that as anybody in football. He really is. I mean, him and Watt, they separate man from ball all the time.
But, you know, he is a big, and I hate to take anything away from him.
Don't do it.
He's a big benefactor of being that one-on-one cover.
Okay, one-on-one. But so would Highsmith be.
Exactly. Yeah. Highsmith, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big benefactor. And at some point, you have to say, okay, do I have to watch this guy on 3rd and long? Probably not. He's probably your number 3 option of who you're going to commit people to. I mean, you see Watt in Minnesota getting triple teamed.
You're going to do it with Watt. You're going to do it with Hayward, and he's going to eat.
I'm still liking my chances if your team's running away from T.J. Watt to run it into Alex Highsmith over Herbig.
You think over time that's going to wind up costing them?
Yeah.
The opposition.
The Jets did that. Look what they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone did it until, well, everyone's been doing it, I guess. They haven't stopped doing
it. Can I do my coach talk? It's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm. Not so sure I agree with that with wide receiver, which we'll get into coming up next. Also, the Bills lost last night. I mean, can you make an argument that apart from Indianapolis of all teams, the Steelers have been as impressive as anybody in the AFC? We'll ask Mark about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big time NFL kick from 52 for the lead. Right down the middle, Borgalis nails it. And the Patriots take the lead with 15 seconds remaining.
So your Patriots are 3-2. Quality win for the Steelers now in retrospect, no? The Buffalo Bills lose their first game of the season. Nobody undefeated anymore. The Steelers get to see all the AFC North foes go down while they're sitting on their couch, and now they're a half game back of the number one seed in the AFC. The Indianapolis Colts currently reside in that spot, and I think they have been the most impressive team in the AFC. When they beat you, they beat the snot out of you. Just ask Pete Carroll. Apart from Indy, though, Mark Caboli, who joins us until 10, could you not put the Steelers up there? I mean, every single team in the AFC's got warts.
Yeah, everybody definitely has warts. Who would be the top teams? I mean, the Chargers, they tend to find a way to lose. As my favorite saying now goes, is was Justin Herbert ever won?
Nothing. I mean, Justin Herbert has more interceptions now this year than he did all last season.
And we know with Jacksonville, there's a bunch of 3-1 and 3-2 and 4-1 teams in the AFC, but like you said, is Indianapolis has played well, yeah, but they haven't really had the toughest of schedule either. I mean, you can make that same argument for the Steelers as well, but when you're beating Miami, Tennessee, and you know the Raiders, I mean, that's not the murderer's row right there, but you got to give them credit. They play in a bad division, and they play probably, what, fourth-place schedule from last year as well. I mean, it's right there for that. For the Steelers to take, man. But a team that you have to love now after yesterday, Dornis, New England, that team looks like that team's going to continue to get better as the season comes on. And we're going to get to November and December and say, you know what, this team is pretty doggone good. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't anticipating that, even though everybody else might have been with Vrabel and May and all those guys. I can really see this team being a tough out in this playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, don't they have a lot of salary cap room next year, too?
Yep.
Yeah, they may have the most.
Yeah, they may have the most.
Drake May looked really good, too.
He's only going to get better and better. I mean, we kind of always like the makeup of Vrabel, Drake May, you know, what they have going on there. But, you know, they going into Buffalo last night and
plus
beating them
defense,
like that.
Plus that defense is solid. That front seven's solid. Gonzalez is solid. Somehow they're making Robert Spillane look like an all-pro again.
Yeah, we may look back in about 2 months from now and be like, man, that was a good win by the Steelers.
And if the Steelers don't win the AFC North, it might be a necessary win for tiebreakers. But I'm taking a look at the Patriots' schedule. They were favored in 11 of their games before the year started. They're going to New Orleans. I know New Orleans was spunky and they just won, but like that's not a good football team. Then they play the Titans. So arguably the worst two teams back-to-back. I know the Titans won, but like Arizona –
no.
That was
That's one of
the,
your five biggest losers, the Cardinals, how they lost that game. Oh, my goodness.
The Titans, I hate doing this, but like the Titans didn't win that game.
No.
Damn, Cardinals lost it three times. And then they play the Browns, the Patriots do, in Foxborough. The Falcons, you'll take the Buccaneers, take on the Buccaneers, and then the Jets. So
that three, some Jets, Bengals, Giants.
Buddy, they got a chance to stack some wins here. And you go into Buffalo in what could it be their last ever Sunday night football game when they got the whiteout going and the goofy, stupid-ass uniforms. Like, that's a huge win.
Big.
Huge Big. Win. And you, look, don't count out the Broncos either, because they have a tried and true formula. J.K. Dobbins running the ball real well. We're Bo Nix believers, and that pass rush is as elite as it gets.
Plus, their offensive line's pretty solid. Mm-hmm.
That's two young quarterbacks, too. If they win this year, it's not like they're going to revert backwards. You're going to see a lot of them for a lot of years.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, the teams that we thought were going to be good aren't, and the teams that we didn't think that were good are.
I just don't think the Ravens are fixable. Like you talk about,
I think it's too late. It's getting to that point where it might get too late. They could put together a run here. I mean, they could get
their
healthy.
Defense is just so bad. Even if they get healthy,
they'll have to go 10-1 if they lose next week. And I think we all think that they will. I mean, look what they just did against the Rams. If they're 1-5, you got to go 11-1 or 10-1. Excuse me, to get to 11-6. I think the Steelers get to 11-6, and they're not going 10-1 down the street. I just don't see it. Yeah. Even if when they were healthy, their defense was terrible.
Yeah, but what was the narrative all throughout the offseason of how all the coaching staff changes in Baltimore and all the players they brought in? They brought in Alexander. They brought in a bunch of other people. They brought in some offensive linemen. They looked like a team that was just putting those final touches on a Super Bowl run.
I bet you the Ravens start Huntley next week. He's the third-string quarterback.
Yeah, Rush stinks.
And he's just not a fit. Yeah,
right, you have to start Huntley.
He took a sack when it was 10-3, and I almost turned the game off. I was like, that's it. Like, they're not winning with this guy. He broke out of a sack, had a chance to throw it away, and then ran himself into another sack. I was like, oh, yeah, they might not score 10 points. This one's probably over. He's just not a fit for what they do.
And you know what? Back to the Steelers real quick. Mm-hmm. We talk about these next two games or, you know, potentially going to 5-1. I mean, they got a tough stretch here right after that. I mean, let's not sleep on Packers, Colts, and Chargers now.
But you know what? And you guys can maybe laugh at me given the team that they're going to play first in that stretch, which is Green Bay. I think those are like teams to the Steelers. I don't think any of them are elite. I think Indianapolis has played at an elite level thus far. But I put them all in that, hey, we're pretty good but not great category. How could I put Green Bay and anything above that right now? They lost to Cleveland, and then they tied
the Cowboys
in hilarious fashion. Like, that was a win in Jerry Jones's book. Jerry Jones was doing cartwheels. We tied! How about that? Micah Parsons, we tied! Like, the Steelers could win two of those three games.
Did you see him flip off a fan yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Could you imagine Art Rooney flipping off a fan from the press box? I couldn't see that.
Twitter poll. Has Art Rooney ever flipped somebody off in his entire life?
Probably not.
I don't think he has.
No.
Has he swore?
Have you flipped anyone off today on the way in here?
Probably. Yeah. Maybe you when you walked in, when I walked in. Typically, I just text you the middle finger.
How many people do you flip off a week?
A couple dozen. The problem is I got to start I got to be a little bit more careful when I'm driving because there is bunch of wackos out there.
Yeah, you'll get stabbed by a former NFL USC quarterback.
So I got to think, when you anticipate somebody's going to cut you off and you see it coming like 2 seconds beforehand, I mean, the right hand's up and is ready to flip.
See, I usually go the other way. If I see it coming, I'm not going to flip them off. If you get me by surprise, I'm still probably not going to flip you off. Depends on what kind of day I'm having.
You a horn beeper?
I'm a horn beeper.
Now you a lay on the horn or?
I didn't digest your question. No, I don't beep. I don't usually beep. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of people.
Dorian, do you beep
sometimes?
Yeah. Only at old ladies.
Yeah. Right.
If I can see the beehive peeking out from the driver's side, I'm like, I got her.
What would Harry say? Well, there, ma'am, could you please speed up your process?
Pardon me, madam, you didn't have your clicker on, blinker on.
I don't think Mark's heard this story, but I told this a while ago. When I was in Baltimore visiting my sister, I accidentally cut a guy off, and then he was staring at me, so I stared back. Then he rolled down his window and started saying bad words and things, and I thought he was going to follow us back to her apartment. I was very scared. Baltimore, of all places, probably shouldn't do that.
Bad words and things.
I was tired, though, and I was just I beat my chest first. I said, my bad. And then he just kept staring at me, and I'm like,
Never lock eyes and try the stare down.
In Baltimore. And one of the classic ones of all time is the great Mike Byers of the Beaver County Times. We were driving, parking in Baltimore, and somebody came up and knocked on his window, and he rolled down the window and wanted to know who it was, and they threw a beer in his face. Just because he had a Pennsylvania license plate.
We finally get around to the Steelers wide receiver 2 conversation when we come back. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. So no Calvin Austin for the next couple of weeks. Does Roman Wilson make some plays here, Caboli?
I think he's going to get the opportunity, yes.
Yes!
I do believe that one of the reasons why he did not come in against Minnesota was because it was an injury in game, and he wasn't quite, they weren't comfortable with him just jumping in at that spot right there. Now, leading up to
that's
this.
That's insane.
Well.
It's year 2 in a system.
Well, you're throwing it. He's had 7 career snaps.
So and he's not going to get any more. Right. Thank you, Dorian.
Well, now he's going to practice Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday walkthrough in preparation for Sunday's game. I think he'll be a little bit more in tune with what they're looking for out of him. So I think if he doesn't get his shot now, he ain't going to get a shot this year.
That's it. That's where I was going. Like, now's the chance, man. And if you're seeing Ben Skowronek and Scotty Miller getting the lion's share of the snaps at wide receiver, too.
I think they will, though.
Although there's nothing wrong with Ben Skowronek.
No, I think he's fine. And we know the Arthur Smith offense, and you want to get the tight ends involved. And I really can't complain about the offense so far. So I'm not going to. But they don't play 3 a lot. They will play 2. If the 2 is not Roman Wilson more than the other guys, and I don't think it will be, like you're saying, Doran. I mean, I'm flushing that guy.
But didn't we talk all summer about Jonnu Smith being that de facto two?
Yeah,
so this would be that time
this
too,
is the
right?
Time to do that. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen, and I think that Ben Skowronek will be the next guy up as a receiver, and then Scotty Miller will fill in, and I think Roman Wilson will see 10 plays.
I'm inclined to agree with you on that, and I don't like it, but I'm inclined to agree with you.
I think Roman's going to get his shot.
One last goofy thing before we end our show. This from Ross Martin, who covers the college football programs in the Carolina area. According to sources inside the UNC football program, it's a directive from the staff, Bill Belichick, not to tweet, retweet anything Patriots related. So UNC has not posted anything about Drake May. Oh, boy.
Yeah. He doesn't allow the scouts to show up.
Right.
Correct. One and done for Bill?
No. He'll end up turning that if he has enough patience, he'll turn that into a winner.
More patience.
Well, I'm talking about the school having patience with him.
I don't know. He already knew it was gonna be a circus just because he was there. Now he has a little girl with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a meme of him, her going up to him on the sideline and ask her for money for the concessions.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Thank you, Caboli. Good stuff today, Callis. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot one today, but the last one maybe of the year. High of 82, low of 56, clear skies. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.